With new ABS jobless figures out and a new NAB Research and Insights report out the same day, I spoke with Dr. David Bond from the School of Business at the University of Technology to see what these indicators say about Australia's economic outlook. David Bond, could you just give us a bit of an update on what's happened with the employment survey figures which have come out from the ABS?
Yeah, so the ABS have released the monthly September jobs report, and on the whole, employment is down nearly 10,000 people all up, so it's down 9,800 following seasonal adjustments. And most of that has been driven by a drop in full-time employment.
So overall employment is perhaps looking okay, but it's kind of soft because you're not getting full-time jobs. Is that what it's showing you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's coming down. So as I said, it's down about 10,000 of full-time jobs, down 53,000 all up, lost in that September month. Most of those are males that have lost jobs in the full-time market. However, part-time jobs have offset that to a large degree, and so part-time jobs are up 43,200, and most of those are actually female jobs that have been created there.
And are we still seeing effects from the mining boom, do you think? The mining bust, I should say.
Well, I mean, mining, certainly mining's having an effect, but I think you're seeing that in some of the, and there was another sort of survey out with, on a general business survey around investment. But mining was never a huge, at least the direct mining sector was never a huge employer. It has a large impact on the Australian economy, but in terms of the actual numbers of jobs involved, it's not a huge amount there. I think some of what's going on is sort of increasing automation and things being offshored. I mean, that potentially is some of what's happening here.
Right. So is this a sign that there's not a great deal of confidence from employers, given that they're going more for part-time?
Well, interestingly, you say that. I mean, the other, as we've alluded to, there was a NAB business survey that came out, and they come out with these quarterly surveys, and they have done so for quite some time. But the intentions from employers are actually relatively positive. I mean, general business conditions from the survey that was put out, survey results which were put out today, business conditions have moderated slightly. However, business confidence seems to be up somewhat. Hiring intentions were seen to be reasonably positive. So, I mean, it's at this point, it looks like sort of going down the track, business seems sort of cautiously optimistic about things. I mean, that said, in about 3 weeks, we'll know the result of the US elections. And if one particular candidate gets in, I mean, I think maybe all bets are off. But it's looking like what business is considering down the track is not too bad.
So was that the Trump candidate you were talking about there?
I think we'll let our listeners make up their minds as to who I'd be referring to.
All right. One of the things that I think they talked about in the NAB survey was the differences between the states. And, a couple of years ago or a year or two ago, we were talking about the two-speed economy with WA and Queensland in particular profiting from the mining boom. But now that we've sort of turned around, it seems to be like New South Wales and Victoria, which are propping up everything with a bit of housing construction and various other finance type jobs seem to be moving along quite nicely. So have we got a sort of a reverse two-speed economy, do you think, happening here?
Well, interestingly, you mentioned that. Not so much from the business survey, but when you look at the ABS data, some of what you've just said actually bears out, but not entirely. When you look at employment figures, and they do break this down state by state in the ABS release, the only two states to show increases in employment in total were New South Wales, so speaking to what you're talking about just before, and Tasmania.
Tasmania hasn't had an increase for years, have they?
Well, that also bears into there is potentially some concerns around the quality of the data that the ABS is coming out with, because Tasmania actually saw a substantial increase. There's been some funny figures that are floating around, so I think we need to wait potentially another month on that. But if we take these figures as reasonable sort of view of what's going on, New South Wales and Tasmania were the only two states to increase employment. And interestingly, Victoria had the largest decrease.
Wow.
So again, not too sure. Maybe everyone sort of stopped stop working after the Bulldogs win. But they don't go into details to why that is. But that,
well,
that
they're very passionate about their football in Victoria, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and it was a great victory.
With those figures, are we seeing perhaps some variations because there's a bit of staffing problems at the ABS? I mean, they talked about cutting back some of the wastage and all this sort of thing in the budget, and the ABS was looking to cut back on staff and so forth. Do you think this is affecting their figures?
Oh, look, it's hard without being within the organisation and without a sort of a real thorough understanding of exactly the processes that they go through to collect these figures, and also the way in which, you know, tightening up of budgets. And we've seen tightening up of budgets with, as you're sort of referring to the ABS, I mean, the ATO have had some things going on. To what extent that affects actual operations, I mean, there could well be a driver of it, but it's hard for me to say.
Yeah.
From my vantage point as to exactly whether or not this has had been the cause of that.
Dr. David Bond there from the University of Technology's Business School, analysing those jobless figures and the NAB's research and insights report.